Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right. So I want to talk about the will of the Father, and it is in this dimension. In terms of the old and the new. Hebrews 10 and 9. We'll continue this series next week. We'll just start something small today, because if we want to finish this today, in fact, the two services will not be enough. It says, then he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. He takes away what? The first, that he may establish the second. That means the will of the Father is not the first. The will of the Father is the second. Are we all together?
Yes,
please, I want you to be looking at it and seeing it for yourself, so that you know we are not trying to create a revelation from our minds. So let's read together, everybody in the church, one more time. We are plentier than the voices I heard. Let's say it again. One, two, go. Alright, so he is come to do God's will, taking away the first, that he may establish what? The second. So what is God's will then? Is God's will the first? God's will is what? So you don't define God from the Old Testament, you define God from the New Testament. Because the Old Testament is God concealed, but the New Testament is God revealed. And the miniature microcosm, the actual painting and model of the new of God is of the New Testament, sorry, is Christ Jesus. He's God revealed. In John 14, he said, he that has seen me has seen the one that has what sent me. So seeing Jesus is seeing seeing Jesus is understanding the New Testament and seeing the Father revealed. He is a picture of the New Testament, and at the same time is a picture of God. Because the Bible speaking says the New Testament is the will of the Father. Are we together? And Christ Jesus is the picture of the New Testament. You know, the Bible had said in several parts of scripture, especially in Galatians, is it Galatians? They said the law was supposed to tarry till Christ will come. Is it Galatians or Ephesians that said Christ is the end of the law? What part of scripture is that? Okay, we have one in Romans, but it's not even the one I'm looking for. It said, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who what? Believes. Yeah, we can use these two, that Christ is the end of the law. When we say end of the law, we mean end of all the Judaistic practice in the Old Testament. Mosaic law, all of their practices, washing of the head, washing of the feet, washing of the whole body. Christ is the end of all of those practices. Are we together? Are you people listening? Please don't be biased in your understanding. Try to just understand. Are we together? There's one in Ephesians. Give me the one you wanted to give me in Hebrews 10. From verse 9, it gives a clearer picture of what this means in Romans 10 4. Hebrews 10 from verse 9, it says, then he said, behold, I have come to do. No, okay, it's 9 and 10, not even this. 9 and 10. All right, see from verse 9. It was symbolic for the present time, in which, what was symbolic? If we keep on doing like this, we'll be reading back. But let's see it. I pray it does something better for us. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while what? The first tabernacle was still standing. So since they were practicing the first, they were doing all of those first practices in the Old Testament, it was an indication that the way into God was not yet revealed. Because if it was revealed, they were not supposed to be doing that. Who is the way? Jesus is the what? the word and the word. So since Jesus was not revealed, that's why all of these practices were happening. Are you people getting what the Bible is saying here? That the Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet manifest while the first, or as long as the first order was still standing. See it in the NLT or NIV, then we'll go back with the NKJV. By this revelation, the Holy Spirit revealed that the entrance to the most holy place was not freely open as long as the tabernacle and the system it represented were still in use. Are you seeing that? As long as they were still in use, it was an indication that the way into the holy place of God was not yet revealed. So, if we do them today, those practices of the Old Testament today, it is proof we don't understand Jesus. Because Jesus, Romans 10:4, is the end of the law. The end of all of those practices. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Do you truly understand what I'm trying to say? Alright, so I don't know if we can continue with NLT, but let's see how it goes. Verse 9. This is an illustration pointing to the present time, for the gifts and the sacrifices that the priests offer are not able to cleanse the conscience of the people who bring them. Not even the priests were cleansed by all of those their regulations of old. And because they practicing those old regulations was a proof, verse 8, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet revealed. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because if it is revealed, we'll have to stop. Right? Now, the Bible is telling us in verse 9 that even the priests who led the parade of practicing all of those regulations were not even made pure. Their conscience were not clear. After doing it, they were still not feeling satisfied that their sins were forgiven. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Next part of scripture. It says, for that old system deals only with what? Food and what? External factors and various cleansing ceremonies, physical regulation that were in effect only until a better system could be established. Are you seeing that now? So it deals with food, drinks. That means they had certain foods to eat, certain drinks they would drink, and various cleansing ceremonies, physical regulations. Various cleansing ceremonies, washing of the head, washing of the feet, washing of the any washing they had to do it in the Old Testament. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you understanding tonight? That were in effect only until a better system could be what? Established. So if they are still in effect, it is proof that the better system was not yet established. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So okay, let's see verse 11. So Christ has now become the high priest over all the good things that have come. Over all the good things that have come. He has entered that greater and more perfect tabernacle in heaven, which was not made by human hands and is not part of the created world. Next part of scripture. It then says, with his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered into the most holy place. Remember, the way to the holiest place was not revealed as long as the first order was still in use. Remember, when Jesus comes as the most high priest and he has entered, he didn't even enter a physical temple. In fact, the physical temple in use was an indication that the people were not aware of the more perfect way. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So if you see an Ark of a Covenant in this place, for instance, it is proof. But we see an Ark of a Covenant in this place. Maybe the church has an Ark of a Covenant. It's not a proof that we are spiritual. It's a proof that we are ignorant. Because if we truly understand what Jesus has done, we will not put it here. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You know that Ark of a Covenant where you see two angels, you know, two cherubs trying to cover the glory, a lightning gushes out, blah, blah, blah. If we see it here, it's a proof we don't understand what Jesus has done. Because that does not make any sense. To us that Jesus has been revealed. He's supposed to end all of those things. His revelation or his appearing is the end of all of those practices. Because see what has been forbidden. If anybody be in Christ, it's a new creation. No need to wash any part of your body with water. All of those things were pointing to Christ. It was teaching them. The Lord, the Bible said in Galatians 4:1, was acting like as a schoolmaster, pointing people to the real stuff. More like Remedias, pointing you to actual university from 100 level. It didn't mean that it was supposed to exist. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So when they were killing all those lambs and the rest, you think God was excited with that? It didn't make any sense. God was only teaching them that somebody will come called Jesus. And when he dies, buried, and is resurrected, you should remember that these practices you are doing right now points to him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Not that what they were doing at that point was cleaning them. No. And that's why the Bible said in a part of Hebrews, I don't know why I forgot to show you that, that the resurrection of Jesus even perfected those that live by the law or transgress against the law. Because Romans 3 told us that the law could not make anybody perfect. But you see, when you live by the law in the Old Testament, the death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, and resurrection of Jesus will even take you to heaven. That's why the Bible says when he resurrected with many saints into heaven. So you see, they were limited somewhere. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And that's why the Bible says he went to preach to the people in Hades, not in purgatory, in Hades. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Purgatory does not exist. It's a thing of the mind. We just wish it exists. It does not exist. If you die in sin, you're going straight to hell. There's no place where you're going to pay for your sins, because if Jesus' payment is not enough, your own will not even be a function. You know, you can get annoyed, but it's the truth. Because you can do nothing against but for the truth. And if you think poverty is true, then sin, then you will probably, maybe you should sin some light sin and then die. Then you will get to realize that it is not true. And I pray for you that you should not test and see that it's not true. Because if you discover it's not true, you should have been in hell already. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You see, one thing with error is that when you are careful not to make people angry because you don't want to see the truth, you are actually taking more people, putting more people under captivity. If I say, okay, I want to respect the people that believe that, I don't talk about it so that I don't... I'm still... So, there are people that would have believed me if I say the truth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So I'm not trying to disrespect them. But how will I actually respect them enough by not saying it? For me, I felt like the way I said it, now nobody should be angry because I just proved it from God's word. But there are people that will see the proof and still say, I will not believe. It's not today that people will see truth and deny truth. It has been happening from Bible days. Even Jesus preached on this earth, they denied, they did not follow. Who am I to preach and people will follow completely? Some will follow, some will still not follow. Jesus said, I came to my own and my own received me not. Talk less of who to believe his message. The demon of religion is stronger than the demons in the Gentiles. I tell you the truth. When we say Gentiles, we mean unbelievers. The demon in religious people is a stronger demon than the demons in unbelievers. I know what I'm telling you. The Bible says, if the truth in you be darkness, meaning what you call truth, if it's darkness, say your darkness is so great. I use explain to certain young people. I said, it's like a lady in a wrong relationship or a guy in a wrong relationship thinking the relationship is right. It is better you are not in a relationship than to be in a wrong relationship. Because you invest your time, your emotions, your money, and at the end, it will not still work. And for some of you that think marriage is what makes relationship, marriage is a proof that relationship work, you are just out of your mind. Listen, you can be in a wrong relationship and marry, and it is still a wrong relationship. And it takes a lot of, you know, most of them will not easily come and tell us that the marriage is not working. They always paint a picture that is working. It's the day that they come out, you'll be sure, you'll be surprised that all the better they've been saying this is the best husband, they were just actually painting something to the public. He has been beating them before the day they said best husband. They've been cheating on all those birthday. They were saying this is the best man of my life, I don't regret marrying you. They actually regret. So it is better you are not in a relationship than to be in a wrong relationship. Are you people listening to me this way? Don't beg to enter relationship. Don't beg. You know, some guys are crying for women. Don't cry for a woman. See, you are so special. I wish I could put my heart in your heart and show you this truth. No woman is worthy to be cried for. No man too is worthy to be cried for. You see, there's a balance now. They felt like I was only for against them. Don't do that. How can you be a man that God has paid the price for? A woman. They say, why? I say, he broke my heart. I cannot do without him. You cannot live without a man or a woman. What of Jesus? Where is Pastor Emma? Come out and sit down here. I'm preaching your tea. I want to enter to use it for example. Come and sit down. Like the day he said Ochaya was the light of his life. I messaged him personally. I said, how can you say a woman is the light of your life? Why are you lying? You see, there are some things that just tell a woman I love you. You don't need to lie. That's why Mama T likes me. I don't use to lie for her. It's the essence of my being. How? Before you came, what was the essence of my being? So if I had not married, I don't have essence in my being. You know, we just have to be truthful. I love you. Finish. Then you can say all the beautiful things that will not make Jesus feel bad. You know, some of you, the way you are saying, talking about men and women, I feel that Jesus has a problem with you. Because what is for Jesus, you are now putting it for lover. In fact, the worst of them are those that carry gospel song and sing for men or for women. Anytime I think about you, anytime I... you know, I had a friend who was doing that. I said, your judgment will be a special one. So you see, Jesus came to his own. His own received him not. Religious demons so strong. There are some people you can win. See, you can win unbelievers easily than religious people. I tell you the truth. Some of you have seen it. There are some people you cannot argue with. As you start, their argument personified. You can't argue with them. The demon is so strong. Even Jesus could not win them. You want to win them. You know, they prophesied about their future. Their descendants are still on the earth. His blood be upon us and our children. That's what the religious folks said. Their children are still plenty. That's why with the truth you have, they still want you dead. They still wish you out of the picture. You will see even sometimes family members, cousins, they will be wishing you bad because of your beliefs. That useless human being, that nekopoo. Why? Because he believed that we should pray straight to Jesus, not through anybody. There are people like that. In fact, some pray for to departed saints to pray for them. I mean, they say, send or just pray for us. You know, there are people like that. And now that I'm talking, there are some who are annoyed. It's a demon. I tell you the truth. Demons don't like truth. You know, some will be like, let me tell you what some people will be saying. Look at how young he is. Who does he think he is? This thing we have been believing has been there before they born his father. I understand. It was there before they born Jesus too. And when Jesus came, the same thing you are thinking they said about Jesus. Is he not the son of the carpenter? That Mary, small girl. That first boy. Is him that is coming, they born him in Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? They had stupid questions. And that's why when Jesus was talking, they were not trying to hear the truth. They were trying to judge the truth from his stature. From where he's coming from, his background, his account. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Bank account. The lands he has. Who his father was before they believed the truth. Just that many, just like today, many people will not believe the truth because of external factors. It's the truth. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? It happens. Or if we don't say the truth. Now, why is it preach the message. Forget about hitting people. Jesus was preaching the message, and the message was hitting people. He is not the one trying to hit people. There is no one will be saying this truth and it will not hit lies away from the road. I didn't mean to come here to talk against people, but there is no one will be saying this truth and it will not negate lies. You know, yesterday my wife heard me talking to somebody and she was so amazed. The young man used to be in BSU many years ago, and today he's declared that he's an atheist. And I went through his, when they reported him to me, because I used to know him. I went through his profile. When I discovered what he was doing, I didn't dare to even message him and tell him. I just messaged him to greet him. We just greeted. And I said, can we see? He said, no. I said, why? He said, because I know what you want to do. I said, okay, fine. So from that day, I never spoke to him about anything. And I kept on praying for him. I just was praying for him. And lately, we started speaking. He asked me a few questions. And I said, funny yesterday, I said, is this why you left Christianity? He started laughing. He said, no, actually. I said, okay, now, are you a Christian or a Buddhist or an atheist or a Muslim? He said, well, I can't say I'm a Christian entirely, but if they keep any religion and Christianity, I will stay with Christianity first, but I'm not saying I'm a Christian, because there are some things I've not understood yet. So I now say, why are you not accepting Christianity fully? He said, because, now there's something he said interesting. Even though I was out to really hit against him, I picked something from what he said, because I was just open-minded. I wanted to help him. He asked a few questions and I understood where he was going to. Then he said, Pastor, even if I want to become a Christian again, if you observe me now as I'm talking to you, you know my heart is down to it. I really want to learn. And like I said, I believe I'm a Christian, but not 100%, because there are some things I've not understood. So he said, even if I want to become a Christian again, I don't want to go back to those old beliefs that didn't work out for me. I want to come into an understanding that I can boldly declare to other people. And that touched me. He said, that is why I will not give in to any lie. I'm humble enough, but not to the point that I will just, because of somebody's nature, give in to a lie. He said, I want to come into something that truly works and something that is the truth. Now that really touched me. I said, you're making a lot of sense. And we concluded by saying that he doesn't hate Jesus. That the God he hates is the God that religious people presented to him, not the actual God that it is. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And that's a problem with a lot of people that call themselves free thinkers. As a matter of fact, there's nobody that's a free thinker. You are just open for Satan to float you. Nobody thinks freely. I hope you know what I'm saying is true. I showed you in Colossians, right? If you think you are thinking naturally, it's not true. Amen? Most of them that have a problem with Christianity are against the God that the religious people presented to them. Not the God that it is. See, we're going to take a long time in this series. I just have this conviction will take some time. I will not rush any part of the teaching. I'm going to show you how God acted in the Old Testament, the operations of God in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Because some people have a wrong perspective of God through the Old Testament. In fact, majority of people feel God is a killer. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And it doesn't make sense to worship a man that will kill you at any time he feels bad. Probably he has mood swings. Like some ladies, anytime he feels bad, he kills. Anytime he's excited, he blesses. That's the wrong perspective a lot of people hold about God. Are you listening to me? I want to take some time in this series from this Sunday to next Sunday, I think even four Sundays, to explain these things carefully to you. That's why I started by showing you how that the Old Testament was not God's will, and you saw it from the Bible. Did you see it? It was not. That's Hebrews 10 and 9. And here I'm showing you how that the reason why it was still existing was because Christ was not yet revealed. But do you know that's why I'm saying this thing? Some people are still arguing with us. Look at what we just read it from Hebrews 9, 8 down to 12. Is there supposed to be any argument concerning what we just explained here? No, but Satan will still, the demon of religion will still make some people argue. Some people say, still leave me, let me enter the water. It's when I enter water, I'll be clean. How on earth will you enter water without soap and be clean? while on earth. That's why the Bible says, rightly divide the word of truth. See, the shower you take, right? Are you listening to me? Before, when you wake up in the morning, that's for some of you that bath 3 times. When you wake up in the morning, bath in the afternoon, and take your bath in the evening. That shower you take is 100 times better than entering into water and coming outside without soap. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain to you. The word baptizo, you see, when we say, okay, if you say putting people inside water and bringing them out is actually supposed to stand, then killing lambs is supposed to stand. Why did you stop killing lambs and kept on putting people inside water? Let everything from the old stand. Maybe in this service now, we're supposed to bring a lamb and said, on the strength of what Jesus has done, book. As the blood is pouring down, we say our sins are forgiven. All of these things were pointing to Christ. They never overworked. You think the blood of lamb appeased God? No, it's for Amadio and Odo Sango. God was only teaching them something. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That blood never passed the earth realm. It was sun that just dried it up and it just died there. Nothing special happened there. That's why David, in the book of Psalms, when he saw the Ark of the Covenant in the temple, tabernacle, people were scared. But the Bible said, David said something so profound. He said, I have understanding more than the teachers of the law. He said, because the word of God is my meditation. Now, from where he was in the Old Testament, he was trying to understand Christ. And that is why his prophecies were really mind-blowing. You know, at a point he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. He began to see into the new, because he was trying to understand Christ from the Old Testament. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So he said, since the word was my meditation from the old that I was, he said, then I have understanding more than the teachers of the law. This is why David entered the tabernacle and ate the shewbread. Nothing happened to him. It was written that it is a taboo for an unrighteous person to eat the shewbread and they would die. But David, after he caught the revelation from where he was, he said, no, nothing is supposed to happen to me. He entered and ate the shewbread. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? When they were hungry and nothing truly happened to them, they lived. You know, when you read scripture, you see prophecies, you see the experiences of men too. For instance, if you read the writings of David and the writings of Solomon, you see prophecies. Then you see their own experiences. They spoke out of frustration, out of their experience, and they spoke when the hand of the Lord was upon them. It is those words they said when the hand of the Lord was upon them that we take as scriptures. We don't take their experiences as scriptures. For instance, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible said, do not be too righteous. And when people take that out of scripture, they start to use it to just argue that you can be a Christian and sometimes just live one kind of naughty life, funny life, and etc. After all, the Bible said, do not be too righteous. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? But if you look at it now, if that was actually the meaning, firstly, all right, which I believe that's not the meaning. From my own writings, I said, I don't believe that's the meaning. But let's assume that's the meaning. If that's actually the meaning, it still does not stand. Because they probably spoke from their own word experience. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But actually, that's not the meaning. When the writer said, do not be too righteous, if you check it from context, what the man is trying to say is that some people are extremists, religious extremists. That's what he's trying to say. Extremists. Have you seen people like that even today? That they wake up in the morning and they are pouring holy water everywhere in the house. Some of you came from those kind of home. Before you go out, they put anointing oil on your forehead. They put on your leg. They put on your palms. Yet you carry that palm and still go and be sinning. So we use that same palm and still meet in the pot. After they put oil in your palm, cross in your head, you are opening pot and removing small, you're carrying meat. We can go ahead and explain a lot of it, even beyond this. Some people some will say, you should not even talk to unbelievers. Have you seen people like that? Say, good morning, sir. Say, why? Say, he's a sinner. That's what the writer was talking about. Are you people getting out and trying to explain? Some people that will say, unrighteous people will not enter their compound. Their compound is heaven. Like a compound they invited me to join while I was in BSU. When I went there and I saw the people that I saw, I ran away from my life. Pastor wanted to stay in this compound where the righteous ones, blah blah blah. When I entered the compound to look, before I got to my room, I saw some ladies and some guys, no earring, big skirts. I said, are all this my neighbor? They say yes. I said, oh, the room is fine, so nice. I said, no, I'm not staying here again. When I went home, I said, I'm not, just look for another person to stay here. They say, why? It's for believers compound. I say, no, these believers, no. In fact, they don't look fine. Let me be realistic with you people. The young man started laughing on the phone. He said, Pastor, I said, yes, they look terrible. I said, and more importantly, they are too religious. That's not what I'm looking for. I want to go to where I can. If I'm, God would have never used me well, because he'll be arguing with me. I needed to go, and of course, God took me to one that they pursued me. I'm unbelievers compound. That one, they now pursued me. For a moment, I was not saying maybe I would have been in the believers compound. And now I had another place. You know, I went to terrible places, but I never regretted. One of the compounds that I went to, immediately I stepped my leg in the compound, I told the Living Faith president that time on campus, I said, there's something wrong here. He said, He didn't want to tell me. He just said, Then he went back. That night, as I prayed in the Holy Ghost, in fact, before I said the prayer very well, my eyes were open. I was just on my bed, and I saw a woman on black, and many women around her like a cough. And I saw them talking, and I heard the word lesbians. And I stood up. I started praying in tongues. It was not so loud, though. The next day, they had a meeting on my head that my prayer was disturbing everybody. So I called my friend again. I said, come, there are lesbians in this compound. He said, man of God, they are opposite my room. That's where they hold their meetings. They always come, you see them enter there. He said, thank God God brought you. I said, what of you that you have been here? And they had a meeting and they warned me against prayer. In fact, they wanted to be wise. They said they don't like people disturbing other people's privacy. They didn't even use prayer so intentionally. They said, don't be loud. If you want to pray, Jesus say, enter your room, then say this. I don't want to go there. And etc. To really respect myself this wonderful morning. And I said to her, Jesus said, close your room. He did not say, lower your voice. He said, close your room. Lock your door. Praying in the Holy Ghost, my goodness, it will blow the roof off your head and the roof off your room. That's why when I finished everything I wanted to marry, I said, I'm not going to have neighbors. Why? I wanted to express myself. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You think it's noise. This noise is better than generator noise. But you can even endure generator noise because it's producing light. This one is producing life. It's very wonderful. What is rugaga, rugaga? To men, the Bible says we utter foolishness. He said, but in the spirit we utter what? Mysteries. Like my neighbor told me one time, he said, the first time since we gave birth to our daughter, she slept in peace because we were praying in tongues. I was scared for them. I didn't want to pray out because the daughter always cried in the night. But the day I prayed, she slept. That demon disturbing her left. Then he said, Pastor, please keep on praying out in tongues. To the point he started praying in tongues as a man of the house. You see that? So it's not foolishness. Just as you can endure generator noise, endure praying tongues of the spirit. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Enjoy it. It produces life. You see, this is one of the tools God has given us to be in charge on the earth. To enjoy life. Don't know this when you are 56. Understand this now. Because I tell you, I promise you, at the end, you will still understand it. Whether you like it, whether on earth or in heaven, you understand this truth. But it will be foolishness to understand it when you are in heaven already. When they finish you. Are you listening to me? See, when you pray in the spirit, you are charged up. Better than any kind of transformer that's ever hit the earth. The effect on you is more than any kind of electricity. Are you listening to me? Though you look so young, maybe people may think you are timid, but the boldness is you in you, you know, is unmatched. Like I told the young man, I said, you are a wizard, and I know. And when you come again the next time, I'll kill you. Who does that if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost? And I told his friend, I said, you know he's a wizard, but you are scared of him, but I'm not scared of him. I'll kill him the next time he comes. He passed my bedroom. Of course, he was wise not to touch me, because he couldn't touch me. But he passed my bedroom. Somebody may say, this man is going foolish. Do I look like I'm a foolish person? I said, peace be unto this house. You know, the Bible says the wicked run it when nobody is pursuing them. Hallelujah to Jesus. That only happens. You cannot go and confront a wizard when you are not filled with the Holy Ghost. There are a lot of people in heaven who witches kill. I did not say in hell. Satan has taken a lot of people to heaven. Are you aware? I know you've not heard this before. Are you aware Satan have made it easy for people to make heaven? There are a lot of good people in heaven who Satan took there. He knew they were going to make heaven. He made sure they died and made heaven, because he just wants them out from the earth. Listen, you are not designed to be looked by a wizard, kill you, and inherit your property. No! Then you say, my reward is in heaven. What useless reward are you talking about? It's just from the earth. Are you listening to me? They take your land on the earth. You say, I have a mansion in heaven. You are sick in your mind. That's ignorance. I hope you know there's no physical mansion for you in heaven. 3-bedroom flat, bungalow, there is nothing like that. Are you going to heaven? You are likened to the angels in terms of nature, not like you are like them. You will wait there till this world ends. You know when you watch movie and they finally say, this is the end. That's why you'll be waiting till the world will end. And it will take a long, long time before this world will end. So enjoy this earth. Don't allow any demon take you out from the earth. And do you know something funny? A witch can kill you and not repent. It's true. You are in heaven, they are still on earth. Then when they finish, you will make heaven. Oh my God. You didn't get what I said, right? God is full of mercy. The way God used to forgive, that is why Jonah had a problem with God. A serious beef. Which kind, you say, as you are sending me now, I'm making mouth. I know if I go there now, you change your mind. If they just cry small, you change your mind. And Jonah, when Jonah was talking, God did not answer him because God knew that he was right. And as you have it, you know, Jonah really rebelled. They say our ship is about to capsize. Not normal. Who is the person here that is causing this thing to happen? He just raised his hand. He said, think no more. I'm the one. In fact, he was ready to die. He knew they would throw him in the world. He said, just kill me. It's better I die than go for this mission. When they threw him, God said, you must still go. When shark swallowed him, probably was saying, thank you, Lord. He lived in the belly of the shark for how many days? That's where scientists stood from and say, there can be a boat that can enter. What do they call it? Submarine. Can enter in the waters and some human beings can survive. So they went to study fish and created it. Did you people get on trying to explain? There's nothing new under the sun. God is the initiator of everything. And when Jonah came out from the belly of the fish, God still said, go. At that point, he feared God more. He went. Like he predicted. God did not do anything to them. What of Paul? Do you know Paul was the frontier of most killing of the saints before he became born again? When they were killing Stephen, Paul was there. The Bible says he held their cloth. Give me your phone. Give me your dish. Let me hold. Oh yeah, now. It is here. It's part of the brain. Hit that side. Matt, check, is it that? Hit it again. Okay. Take. Let me find like 200 for them. And he left. He was now going on a mission again to kill Damascus. God now encountered him. Are you listening? Instead of God to strike him dead, die. God now said, Saul, why do you persecute me? Question. Was blind for a while. Restore his blindness. Became one of the greatest apostles that ever he did. All the people that he deceived that went to hell, they are still in hell. They have not gone to heaven till now. They will never go to heaven. See, one man said that we should believe this thing, blah, blah, blah. Ah! That man may deceive you. You will believe all those religious lies. You will not go to hell. He will go to heaven when he repents. I hope you know what I'm saying is the truth. So see, it's dependent on you. If you see false things written upon the face of the earth, people gave it to you. That's why it's still raining. You have brain and you have the Holy Ghost to think.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, I went to pray for my mom. She had a serious problem with her legs. And she went to the village to farm. And before they got to the road to get cars that would bring them to town, she fell on a bike. And she had a serious pain from her waist to her leg. And she couldn't even move. They said they had to carry her. So I went there and I cracked the joke and made everybody to laugh. Then I joked with her and said, I want to show you how the power of God works. And I said, I want to show you how that. I said, did you pray the rosary? She said, yes. I said, did you get healed? She said, no. I said, so that doesn't get people healed. But I'm going to show you now, if you like, get offended. I truly don't care. I want to show you how the name of Jesus gets people healed. He all started laughing. And I laid my hands there and commanded that demon out. And he left. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And I was trying to explain something somewhere. I know some people are angry with online. I truly don't care. Believe me. I told myself I was going to say this thing. And I know as somebody that God is using to bring revival, I have to be at the front. Do you understand? I thought she was angry. She wanted to leave, but she's just changing her seat. Are you people listening to me? They said there were three children of Fatima, wherever, that were encountered by a woman that they assumed to be the mother of God. And she gave them a chaplet and said, pray. The Bible says, even the devil appears as an angel of light. What Jesus did not tell us to pray, your Mary should not tell us to pray. People are not running from the church. So, Pastor, you are preaching against. I'm not. I'm preaching against a lie.
Yes, sir.
That has kept a lot of people captive. The disciples said, pray to the Father on our behalf. What did Jesus say? He said, I will not pray to the Father on your behalf. Because the Father himself loves you. Even Jesus refused to pray for us. He said, pray in my name rather. He said, in my name you cast out demons. Stand in my name, cast out demons. He said, heal the sick in my name. Don't pray to somebody who have died to heal the sick for you. Did you get what I'm trying to explain? I tell you the truth, this deliverance for a lot of people.
Yes, sir.
Mary prayed to the Father through the Holy Ghost. You are praying through Mary. I hope you know Mary was in the upper room to close that door. A few people want to run from this church. Close that door. You know, the demon of religion is very wicked. He's the one that will be doing your leg. Verse. If you want to be delivered. I hope you know Mary was in the upper room. And when the Holy Ghost came like flaming fire upon their head, he didn't leave Mary and say, you are the mother of Jesus. He came upon her. Mary prayed in tongues. You are praying. So say someone encountered you and gave you what? If Jesus never told you to use any chaplet, he told you to pray to the Spirit. Throw away every chaplet. Get it burnt. Because the devil himself appears as an angel of light. That's why we'll come into religious circles. People are dying of cancer. And the next option is to pray for the dead. They don't pray for the dead. No dead person can be prayed upon. When you die, you are going straight to heaven or hell. No prayer can bring you to heaven. How Hallelujah. Are you here? Is the truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's why you see people go to certain religious circles. And I'm not talking to just this part of the denomination. There are a lot of denominations who have false belief. Like many years ago, a lady was telling me to take a bango that is a mantle from a particular Pentecostal church. A bango that is a mantle. I said to her, there is no mantle except the name of Jesus. He said, no, it's our mantle. I said, it's not a mantle. Cut it and throw it. Nothing will happen. Burn it, it will burn. It's not a mantle. I said, that's ignorance in display. If anybody be in Christ, is a new creation. You don't need to wear anything if you are in Christ. Not even prayer shawl. Like, that's ignorance in display. Somebody is in Christ, is putting a towel on his head that is praying one special prayer. That's what the Pharisees were doing that Jesus condemned. You know, some people think that the Pharisees are deeper Christians. Are you that shallow your understanding? They think the Pharisees are deeper Christians than the 21st century Christian. So they go to copy their dressing. Very soon, some will start wearing regalia, this long gown, and start leaving their beards because they want to be like Moses. There was no clipper. It's time to wake up. I'll tell you the truth. You think if Jesus is in our generation, he will not carve his hair? If Jesus was in Nigeria, he will leave his hair tattered? Tell somebody, calm down, calm down. Christianity is very sweet. It's religion that's making it complicated. It's very nice. It's very wonderful. He said in vain, Matthew 15:9, do they worship me because they are taking as doctrine the teachings of men. Taking as doctrines the teachings of men. Rise up in the spirit, everybody, as we are talking. Revival is coming. Revival will never work if you keep on believing lies and managing lies. Are you listening to me? Rise up to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. He said, many not discerning the Lord's body, that is why they are sick, they are dying, they are decaying. Because they eat the Lord's body, he said, in an unworthy manner. What is Paul saying there? He said they are just eating it, they call it communion, but they don't have a revelation of it. Do you know if you truly eat the Lord's body with a revelation that that's the Lord's body, you are not supposed to be sick? And that's why Paul said, for that reason, for the reason of ignorance, he said many are still sick when they eat it. Many still die because they ate not discerning the Lord's body. Not discerning the Lord's body. Communion is not for the righteous. It's for sinners. It's when you are one body with Christ that you will not sin. You didn't get what I just said. You know, I can tell you that you didn't understand me. Listen, the Bible said many ate and it did not work in them because they ate not discerning the Lord's body. You don't become righteous to encounter God. You encounter God to be righteous. So it is when you encounter God that righteousness will flow forth. If you have not partaken of his body and blood, how can you live like God? It is when you partake and encounter God that you can begin to live for him. This is the truth of God's word. And the Bible says nothing can be done against but for the truth. Are you listening to me? It's time to rise up. I'll never forget the day I was called to pray for somebody. Not that I was called, one of our in-laws, we decided to go there and pray for the person. Now, we just wanted to pay a visit, but they were saying I should go and pray. So, in paying a visit, I now said, can I pray for you? And she had this big chaplet, she called, and some religious things around her, and what was pulling on her body, peeing on her body, and etc. I said, can I pray? I told my wife, can you tell her I want to lay hands on her? And believe me, logically speaking, I didn't see how that lady would be healed. It was so terrible. But I knew that the Holy Ghost can change the situation. And she would just open her heart. You know what she told my wife? That they should not bother. She's fine. Why? She had all of her things around her. So she's sure she was going to be fine. Now this is somebody they are using pampers for. told my wife, you are serious? She refused the prayer. I said, yes. I looked at all the things there. I said, Satan, you have cheated this woman. As long as the first order is still standing, what happens? A veil covers their face. Are you listening to me, people of God? A veil what? Covers their face. Limits them from seeing Jesus. See, for many years, it looks like Christianity has no effect. Are you observing it? We are like, how many years as Christians in this country? How many years is Christianity? Many years, old, but where is the effect? Little or no effect? Why religion has blocked the limited God from happening to the life of many people. They come into church and all they are taught is religion. Things that don't have any biblical base. Where in the Bible are some of these doctrines? Most of them are not in the Bible. If you check, most of these believe in the religious circles. They are not in the Bible. You can't count them from scripture. Then why are you believing them if they are not in the Bible? You know, I heard a denomination that they say they hate Martin, Reverend Martin Luther. And I was laughing. You don't get anything by hating him. See, he broke out from them and he caused problem. And you know, one time I was speaking with somebody here. He said they taught us to hate him. So we hated him with all of our lives. I said, why are you hating somebody that helped you? If you go and read the story, the things he wrote, the 99 laws against where he was coming from. Go and read the laws. One of the laws says that from the earth you can pay money to people in purgatory to leave purgatory for him. In my opinion, they brought corruption to the body of Christ. That's what one of the laws says. Many I'm here now can give $2,000 and God will consider, he will reconsider. Go and check if I'm lying. With time, as they see that people are getting understanding, they are coming out, they are reducing some of these things. There was a time that if you speak against those people, you are burned to death. The first man before Martin Luther, they burned him to death. He was a professor. Was he not the prince of Germany that protected Martin Luther? These are all in history, but nobody wants you to hear it. Now listen, before I continue, you see all these encounter things without the word of God, it will put many of you in trouble. Many of you want to have an encounter without the word of God, it will put you. The first thing you are supposed to learn as a Christian is not pathways to encounter. That's rubbish at the beginning. It's rubbish. As we are teaching you pathway to the encounter, if you encounter a demon and he tells you it's Jesus, what will you do? How do you know that demon is Jesus? The Bible said even the devil can appear as an angel of light, meaning Satan can appear for the Jesus that you are expecting. The Jesus in your heart that you have been proclaiming, Satan. That description. Do you know Satan can appear with hair and tell you to go and kill a baby and eat the body? That he is Jesus? Do you know how many people have been killing ram in their churches? They ask them why, they say Jesus appeared to them and told them to kill a ram. There are some that kill chicken, they say Jesus told them. They truly had an encounter, but who encountered them? The devil. So what's the first thing you're supposed to know? He said the Holy Ghost will come. It is expedient that I go so that the Holy Spirit will come, and when he comes, he will teach you everything about me. So the first person we are supposed to know when we become born again is who? Christ Jesus. In fact, in the book of Acts 5, or is it Acts 4, the church was created to know Christ. That's all. We can even see from Matthew 16:16-17. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the word shall not prevail. He said, you are the Christ, Peter. That is, upon this rock. The church is built on who? Christ Jesus. He's the foundation, the chief cornerstone. Acts 5:42. See what the Bible says. Acts 5:42. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the... That was the only message in the book of Acts. That was the only message they taught. Nothing more, nothing less. You know, sometimes, please let me break this thing before I end this first service. People come with some kind of assumed status and things that really don't hold water. That is why a lot of people are struggling in Christianity. They say things, and when they say things, you think you have arrived in the third heavens. Before you know, 2 weeks, you are back to your sin. They charge you up, you feel like a lion, only to discover a few weeks later that all of those things were just fairy tales. Why? Because
because they are not the revelation of Christ. And that's why Paul warned Timothy in scriptures. Let me show you a few of the scriptures. Power scriptures. When he was writing to Timothy, he said, don't just be pursuing vain understanding. First Timothy 1, 3 and 3 to 7. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. That you may what? Charge some that they may teach what? No other doctrine. You see, you think we are doing rubbish tonight, standing against doctrines, wrong doctrines, but are you not seeing Paul telling Timothy the same thing? He said, charge them not to teach any other doctrine than the doctrine of the Christ, which I'm doing this very wonderful morning. See what he says in the next part of scripture. Keep on reading. Nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Now listen to me. If we are going to be sincere, some of these apostolic moves have even caused trouble in the body of Christ. You may not be sincere, but let me bring it out. The time they said that some of us are connected to Abraham, connected to Joseph, there was a movement like that called doctrine. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Where some of you are aware when those things started. That they say you were connected to Abraham, that you look like your genealogy is tied to Isaac. There was a time that doctrine was reigning in the apostolic. So if you observe that, they've kept quiet. Like they never said it. But there are many people who have gone astray because of that teaching. They will pretend at some point like they never said things like that and make us look like we pastors are not what we are saying. After a while, when they gain understanding, they will keep quiet. Because they've grown. But the things they've said, some people are still running with it. There was a time before now, as teachers rose by the fire of the Holy Spirit, they started keeping quiet. There was a time before now that you go to visit somebody, they will say he was talking with Elijah. Learning what from Elijah. That they went to visit a man of God, 12 hours he was talking to Timothy. I mean, sorry, not even Timothy, would have been better. He was talking to Isaiah. Then the preacher said, some of you are reading the book of Isaiah. Somebody is talking to Isaiah. Then the congregation stood up. What is the meaning of that? We are reading the book of Isaiah because we don't have work. We should trust God to that realm where Isaiah will be telling us the book without us reading it. And some things that I even forgot to write in the book. All of these things happen in Christianity in this nation. We are just pretending like it didn't happen. We were speaking against it at that time. If you observe, I'm not just for the Orthodox. We are going everywhere and touching it. When we spoke against it, they said we don't know what we are saying. In fact, in this town, there's somebody that won't mention my name and say, I don't even know what I'm preaching. I need to go and sit down and learn the Bible. Because he's an apostle. I didn't talk. This is the first time making this statement. I did not reply. I did not say anything. His fans, his disciples, all of them are like that. I didn't talk anything. But the truth is that nothing can be done against but the truth. But for the truth. I'm not looking for those kind of people who cannot use their brain. I'm looking for people like you that can use their brain. Say, Pastor, are you not angry you don't have those kind of members? If that's what membership should be, may I never have them. And he had no problem with them vetting his teaching. You know, lately I had a question somebody asked in such a conference. He said, man of God, you said that it will take you 5 years of praying in tongues every day before you come into power. He now asked, but everybody does not have the same dealing with the Holy Spirit. Answer from scripture. He said, no. If you want me to now, no. Give us biblical proof. Where the Bible says you will pray 5 years every day in tongues. Before the disciples were filled with the Holy Ghost, they came back to Jesus saying, when we speak words, demons, we saw Satan fall down like lightning from heaven. This is before they were filled with the Holy Ghost. I hear people get on trying to explain to you. When they were filled with the Holy Ghost, it was worst. The shadow of Peter was getting people healed. Wait, today we'll put people and put shadow. No, that's why it happened that time. Peter was just going and his shadow mistakenly crossed some people and they stood up and started walking. He said miracles are children's bread. Children's bread. There are more important things to touch in kingdom than even miracles. Miracles started happening before Jesus resurrected. It cannot be the emphasis. This sign shall follow. It's not a focal point. They follow those that believe in his name. When you say this thing, people feel far from God. All of those lies make Christians far from God. And somebody is praying 5 years. Your mother has died. You are waiting for 5 years so that you come and resurrect her. High sounding nonsense. I'm not even going to go into deeper words. You know, there was a time someone said that some things Paul said, because he received special revelation, God elevated him and kept him on the throne. He said some things Paul said are even not good, they are not true from the counsel of God. Paul the apostle, even 3/4 of what Paul have said, what is 3/4? A quarter. I don't think he has understood. He said some things Paul said, because they are so deep. If you cannot sit down, you will not understand what Paul have said. This is not a man that just sat down one day and was switching gum and was saying something. He sat down under the counsel of the Holy Ghost. When he has proved his Christianity, went through every trial before he stood up and wrote some of those things. When you hear Paul say, not even death nor life can separate me from the love of God, he's saying it from depth of revelation. And you will come and say some things Paul said, because you can't understand. Another man one day stood up and said, E.W. Kenyon message is not for me. How will it be for you? It's not supposed to be for you. It's 5 steps to an encounter that should be for you. EWKO message is not for babes. If you know EWKO, nobody as successfully that I know as a friend, nobody amongst my friends have successfully finished new creation reality. Among all my friends I know, nobody, if you tell them you are finished, they are finished, but they'll say they are not still finished. That there's something they need to go and see in that book again. Who debunk all of these lies? Let's see verse 5 very fast. Now the purpose of a commandment is to love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from a sincere faith. Next part of scripture. From which some having strayed have torn aside to idle talk. Next part of scripture. Desiring to be teachers of law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm. See what Paul is saying. They don't even understand what they are saying, nor the things they affirm. It's not today that all of these things started. 19b and 20. Just put 19. A good conscience, which some have rejected, concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck. Next part of scripture. Pastor Ed, can you plug this? I don't want this to die. Just come rush and plug it. Of whom are Himaeus and Alexander, whom I deliver to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme. See Paul here even mentioning names. Are you seeing this? He's even mentioning names of people. Now let me just try to end with one scripture. 1 Timothy 6:3. It says, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, next part of scripture, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with what? Dispute. And what? Argument. Over what? Words. From which come envy. Let me see this in the TBT's rendition. Give me from verse 3. But if anyone spreads false teaching that does not agree with the healthy instruction of our Lord Jesus, teaching others that holy awe of God is not important, then they prove they know nothing. I'm talking about those that say whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. The Bible says they know nothing. Because it negates holy living. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? They said, then they prove they know nothing at all. It is obvious they don't value or hold there the healing words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next part of scripture. It then says, they are covered with the clouds of conceit. They are loaded with controversy. And they love to argue their opinions and spread lies. They love argument. It said, the fruit of their ministry is contention, competition, and evil suspicions. And I'm sure you've seen people like that. Contention, competition, evil suspicions. Next part of scripture. He said they add misery to many lives by corrupting their minds and cheating them of the truth. They equate the worship of God with making great sums of money. You see how it's very straightforward. And you know one bad thing with believing lies? The men of God will be okay. You believing the lies are the ones that will suffer. They will ever be okay even if they are teaching lies. Because that's not how they will even feed. Not by what they are saying to you. Are you listening to me? Second Timothy 1:13-14. I'll just quote two. I will stop. See what he says to Timothy. He said, "Mercy kissed me." Look for where I was looking. This is not what we are looking for. Second Timothy. I quoted the scripture. You went and quoted Mercy because she's in your department. Mercy is not you. Say, allow the what? Next part of scripture. Second Timothy 2:16-18. Then I'll quote the last one and I'll stop. And avoid empty chatter and worthless words, for they simply add to the irrelevance of those who converse in that manner. Argument did not start today. Are you listening to me? Next part of scripture. They will come and argue with you. For the words of... You see, he called two people. Are like what? Huh? They have already spread their poison to many. These false teachers have spread that poison to many. Are you listening to me? Next part of scripture. It says, they are lost to the truth of the truth and teach gross error when they teach the resurrection of the dead has already passed. They are guilty of subverting the faith of some believers. Next part of scripture. When you teach wrong things, it subverts the faith of people. But the firm foundation of God has written upon it these two. The Lord God recognizes those who are truly His. And everyone who worships the name of the Lord, the Lord Jesus must forsake what? And our part of scripture says iniquity. Next part of scripture. Is that in a place, you find many kinds of containers. Blah, blah, blah. Now, that's not our emphasis for now. Then the last part of scripture, 1 Timothy 4, from verse 1 and 2. This one is more straightforward. It said the Holy Spirit has explicitly, revealed at the end of this age, many will depart from the true faith
one after another, devoting themselves to spirit of deception and following what? Demon-inspired revelations and theories. You see? Demon-inspired revelation and theories. Next part of scripture. So we have underlined the word demon-inspired revelations and what? Theories. Hypocritical liars will deceive many and their conscience won't bother them at all. Let me end by saying this. Like I said in the middle of the teaching, when we make these errors, that's not my problem. I think I was sharing with some people in church one time. I said the problem is that the people don't come back to tell you that's an error we made. Some of us keep on running with the errors. I'll never forget the day my wife showed me a video of a man of God that said, I'm not sure he thinks like that today. But he came up and said that there are people that cannot sin because they have touched the realm of the immortals, where God does not forgive sin. You know that tells somebody in sin, or somebody who is a Christian and felt like he had touched the realm of immortal that sinned, that God will not forgive his sin. You know the kind of chaos that will happen in the mind of that person? The person will be sick spiritually. Because he is just understanding that there are certain people God cannot even forgive their sins, that he kills them. He said that is why God killed Moses. So he said there are some Christians that come to the realm of the immortals that instead of misbehaving, God will kill them. God has never killed any preacher. We heard some big lies that God killed Kechun Kuma. Some of you have heard that nonsense, isn't it? Answer me, have you heard it or not? That God killed Braham, Prophet Braham. God killed Miles Monroe. In fact, somebody said God killed Miles Monroe. That one is sick. He said because he started saying some things that are unbelievable, so God said he should die. All this rubbish, who will become a Christian? That's why we give birth to a lot of atheists. I've heard this thing. When I was growing up, I heard them too. I remember I was the pastor in town. He said, I believe God killed blah, blah, blah because of the person was going out of hand. I said, it's a lie. It's a big lie. I said, my pastor said it. I said, I'm not saying your pastor is a liar, but this thing that he said is a lie. God did not kill anybody. If God is killing people, why are you not? Why are you still alive? I will not go further with that. Why are you alive? Have you not lied in the name of God before? Don't believe all of those lies. Are you listening to me? A lot of people believe those things. And because somebody comes and is looking like a lion or bend his head like this, you think what he's saying is the truth. Go back to your Bible. Listen, if you believe those things, you are the ones that will suffer. For many years as a Christian, I had one of my boys recently coming to tell me that he heard me saying many years ago that I deleted a lot of sermons and I said, God, I want to understand you. And he had the same encounter. In fact, he said that was one of the reasons he felt like God was saying he should follow me. So, while he was talking, the preacher's name he mentioned that he deleted all the sermons was the same preacher I deleted. So, I was like, did I mention the name? He said, no, sir. I'm just telling you the one I deleted. I said, oh, fine. And I was so shocked listening to him. As he said, the Holy Ghost is one. That you come with a lot of passion and fuel people and say blah, blah, blah. You know, I can say, okay, can I have to? Well, somebody just come out. And is this man a car? Church, answer me. Is he a car? He's a human being, right? All right. Can this man be in Lokoja in 1 hour, walking, running, running fast, even with bike, will he be there in 1 hour? It will take over how many hours? If he's going to trek, which one is the whole day? Will he reach Lokoja the whole day? Like how many days? I can't tell, but it will take some days, isn't it? But if you are driving a car, and you say, I'm going to be in Lokoja in 4 hours. Will we believe you? Will we believe you? Because you are driving something that has capacity to bring that kind of result. Now, this is a mistake some of our apostles make. Listen, God is raising revivalists. Men that will shape the world. Turn the world upside down. Blah, blah, blah. We are saying all of these things.
This man now is sitting down. He's boiling. Is a revivalist God is raising. But you see how this thing sounds so powerful. What will make you a revivalist is the teaching of grace. The teaching that tells you that you died with Christ. You were buried with Christ. Your old nature is gone. No matter what we tell you that you will do, if you don't know that your old nature of sin is destroyed and understand the finished work of Jesus, you can't come to that height where you can take over nations for Jesus. You will rise and fall. You will rise again and what? Fall. But there is something that will take you up and keep you there. It's the revelation of Christ Jesus. The pathway to any kind of impact in the kingdom, the path to reaching that realm is called grace. And that's why Jesus said, I'm not just only the life. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and what? The life. Many people teach Jesus as just the end of the journey. You know, if you're a Christian, this will happen, this cannot happen, you will be this, you will be that. There's something we need to teach you called grace as a pathway to experiencing all of these things we're saying. So you see, they claim they are apostles or said whatever they are, and they are teaching you that they are this, they are that. But they neglect the teaching of grace. Your sins are forgiven. You are not under, you are above. And that's why you cannot sin. It blows their mind. You say we can. That's an apostle thinking that you can sin sometimes. And that's why it's painful. What you hear us, you know, we don't brag with certain things. As a Christian, you're not supposed to even brag with holy living. Because you know that you are not a source to your holy living. That's why you don't brag about it. How can I come and brag to people that I've never seen? What I'm doing now is foolishness because I don't understand the gospel properly. If I know that it is only by God's power that I'm living in righteousness, I can't come and boast about my holy living to you. What good will it do if I tell you people that, listen, I'm a virgin and I've never had anything to do with a woman till I got married. And you see, that is the reason why I was kept was because I understand 7 principles in the kingdom. What good would that message do to somebody who has had 7 abortions? Now, question is God against that lady who has 7 abortions? God is not the reason why she has it, but God is not against her. His desire is that everybody repents, that nobody perishes. Are you people get out and try to explain to you? He's not glad you had 7 abortions, but he wants you to be saved. You belong to him. You know, it's deeper than you can understand, but I hope you get this. Sometimes the people who celebrate is because we don't know their stories. One time I was talking to somebody about Kenneth Copeland. He was like, really? I said, that's not his first wife. And I don't even think that was his second wife or so. Maybe he has had 1 or 2 divorces before he settled down with his wife now. He said, really? He had a divorce? I said, yes. He said, but he celebrated over the world. He said, because you don't know that he had a divorce. But the one you know, Pastor Chris, now you are condemning. A lot of times it's because people know your sin. That's why they don't respect you. And they cannot even receive from you. Especially your family members. How many of you have observed that when you start rising and God is using you, the first people that will negate you are your family members. Say, mommy, I want to pray for you. Say, you, Jude, you. I beg, come up for you. Because they know you. Are you listening to me? It doesn't make sense. It's all pride. So wake up. Be bold about your beliefs. I'm not timid about my beliefs. I'm very bold. You heard me this morning. Do I sound like I'm timid? I'm just even starting. Be bold about your belief. We are shaping the world. We are turning the world upside down. Be on your feet and pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment before we continue the second service. Let's pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Let me hear your voice up. Go ahead and pray in the Spirit. You are good, you are kind. I have never seen your time. I'm devoted to your worship and forever to your praise. You are good. behind. I've never seen your time. I'm devoted to your worship and forever to your praise. You are good, you are kind. I have never seen your time. I'm devoted to your worship and forever to your praise. You are good, you are kind. I have never seen your time. And the voice to your worship and forever to your praise. You are good, you are kind. I have never seen your time.
Tonight, we understand the will of the Father, and from henceforth we begin to live the will of the Father on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' gracious name. Let's be seated.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.